right. Good morning, everyone. This is Chair Rena Moran. Pursuant to House Rule 10.01, I call this remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Ms. Sparkman, can you please take the roll?
Chair Moran?
Present.
Moran, present. Vice Chair Olson?
Present.
Olson, present. Representative Garofalo?
Present.
Garofalo, present. Representative Albright?
Present.
Albright, present. Representative Becker Finn?
Present.
Becker Finn, present. Representative Bernardi?
Present.
Bernardi, present. Representative Eklund?
Present.
Eklund, present. Representative Hansen?
Present.
Hansen, present. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, present.
Hassan, present. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, present.
Hertas, present. Representative Hornstein?
Present.
Hornstein, present. Representative Johnson?
Present.
Johnson, present. Representative Kreisha?
Present.
Kreisha, present. Representative Liebling?
Present.
Liebling, present. Representative Lilly? Lilly, present. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Present.
Marquardt, present. Representative Miller, excused. Representative Nash?
Present.
Nash, present. Representative Nelson?
Present.
Nelson, present. Representative Noor?
Present.
Noor, present. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, present.
O'Neill, present. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, present.
Pawlowski, present. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, present.
Petersburg, present. Representative Pinto?
Present.
Pinto, present. Representative Schumacher? Representative Schumacher? Representative Schultz?
Present.
Schultz, present. Representative Scott?
Present.
Scott, present. Representative Sundin?
Present.
Sundin, present. Representative Mariani? Representative Schumacher? That concludes the roll. There is a quorum present.
A quorum is present, members. So our next agenda item is approval of the minutes from our hearing on Monday, March the 1st. The minutes were included in the hearing documents emailed to you by committee staff. Are there any questions or corrections on the minutes? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to approve.
I'm so moved, Madam Chair.
Okay, Representative Olson moves approval of the minutes for March the 1st, 2021. Please unmute briefly for a voice vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. So members, we have a few more bills today that do not have a net impact on the general funds. The first bill today is House File 269, which is Representative Morrison bill.
Madam Chair,
yes.
Apologies for interrupting, but I don't think we actually, never mind, I see Representative Morrison.
She's here?
Yes, we're there.
All right, good morning, Representative Morrison. So the chair will move that House File 269 be recommended for placement on a general register. Representative Morrison, welcome to the committee. Please tell us about your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, members, House File 269 is a bill to allow Minnesota to join the Psychology Interjurisdictional Compact, or SIPACT, which is an interstate compact that facilitates the practice of psychology using telecommunication technologies and or temporary in-person face-to-face psychological practice. SIPACT allows psychologists in Minnesota to practice across state lines with fewer licensing restrictions while maintaining the highest standards for public protection. Importantly, this bill will also allow psychologists from other states to provide services to underserved populations in Minnesota, thus increasing access to care. This is an important equity issue as people in rural areas and certain disadvantaged populations have long waits for services at the present time. In terms of costs, there are some minimal costs to the Board of Psychology for managing aspects of the program. These costs are part of the board's currently funded operations and are supported by licensing fees. So there's no impact on the general fund, as the chair noted. And this bill has gone through Health, Finance, Judiciary, and Commerce before arriving to you today in Ways and Means.
All right. Thank you, Representative Morrison. So since there are no amendments filed for this bill, why don't we open it up for questions? Are there any questions or comments from committee members? Okay, let me open up my box here. Okay, Representative Garofalo.
Madam Chair, I'll let Representative Petersburg go first. I'll close on our side.
Okay, Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to the author. I noticed that all the states that are already in the compact, none of them are in the five-state area. I think the closest one is either Missouri or Illinois. Is there an issue as to why the others aren't coming? Are they in process of joining the compact, or what is the difference there?
Representative Morrison.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Petersburg. I believe there are 16 states in the compact now, and there's legislation pending in 12 other states, so this is expanding. And I don't know precisely if there's pending legislation in our immediately surrounding states. One of the experts who is on with us today may be able to answer that, but I don't think it's an issue per se.
Okay, we have Sam Sands or Dr. Starks. Can you add to any of this?
Madam Chair, this is Sam Sands. I'm the executive director of the Board of Psychology. I would say, first off, the compact is fairly new. It just became operational, I believe, this last summer. And operational means that seven jurisdictions have adopted the compact. So if we're seeing that certain jurisdictions haven't adopted it yet, it might be because it's still kind of a new process. I would also say that, as I understand it, in Iowa, it is going through the legislative process right now, although I'm not aware of where it is in that legislative process.
Mm-hmm. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you. And just a final question or comment. I'm just curious as to whether or not that's an issue, being that we're quite a few states over from that. And if there's not, that's fine. I was just curious about our surrounding states. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Petersburg. Representative Garofalo.
Madam Chair, Representative Morrison, thank you for bringing this bill forward. This is a good bill. I'll be supporting it today and encouraging my colleagues to do the same.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Is there any further discussion? Okay,
Madam Chair.
Pardon me?
Madam Chair, Tina Liebling.
Yes, Representative Chair Liebling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So just this is a good bill. It has been through a lot of committees. I just wanted some confirmation. I know there was at some point some concerns expressed, and I think the bill was amended to take care of those concerns. And I just would like to just have on the record that at this point there is no opposition to the bill. Is that kind of is that correct? Maybe the author could just confirm that.
Representative Morrison.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Liebling. That is correct. We did amend the bill to address some liability concerns. And to my knowledge, there is no opposition.
Thank you.
Representative Chair Liebling. All right. Thank you. Representative Morrison, any last words?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to present SciPac this morning. I think this is a bill that will make a big difference in a lot of people's lives in our state. And so I urge support. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So the chair renews a motion that House File 269 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Barkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright? Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund? Representative Eklund? Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani, excused. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller, excused. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pulowski?
Pulowski, aye.
Pulowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher, excused. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. 26 ayes and 3 absent.
Ms. Sparkman, before we finish the vote, Chair Mariani is on the call now.
Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. That's 27 ayes.
Okay. So there have been 27 ayes and 0 nays. The motion prevails. House File 269 is recommended for placement on the general register. Thank you again, Representative Morrison. Our next bill, pardon me. Our next two bills are from the Transportation Committee and are both authored by Representative Burgo. I heard a few bills similar to these in a previous hearing, so the fiscal note should take familiar, should look familiar to members. We will start with House File 537. So the chair will move that House File 537 be recommended for placement on the general register. Representative Burko, welcome to the committee. Please explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House File 537 is a bill to designate part of Trunk Highway 310 in Roseau County towards the Canadian border as Deputy Richard Magnuson Memorial Highway. Deputy Magnuson lost his life on August 2nd, 1978 in the line of duty, and this is a bill that Representative Fabian tried to carry across the finish line last year and finishing up for him this year. As Chair Moran said, there is the fiscal note is, I think the dollar figure is like $2,100. All the money will be raised privately, locally, so there is no fiscal impact.
Thank you, Representative Burko. So there's no amendments filed for this bill. Are there any questions or comments from committee members? Okay, Representative Burko, any last words?
Madam Chair, Representative Garofalo.
I'm sorry, Representative Garofalo.
Just wanted to say this is a good bill, no fiscal cost, and encourage members to support it.
Thank you. Would you like to offer any last word, Representative Burko?
Nothing further. Just thank you for letting us represent. It's an important bill for Northwestern Minnesota in memorial of the Richard Magnuson family.
There being no further discussion, the chair renews a motion that House File 537 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright.
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn.
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan.
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas.
Aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein.
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson.
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha.
Kreisha, aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling.
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller, excused. Representative Nash.
Nash votes aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson votes aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor.
Aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill.
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pulowski.
Pulowski, aye.
Pulowski, aye. Representative Petersburg.
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto.
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher, excused. Representative Schultz.
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott.
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sandin.
Aye.
Sandin, aye. 27 ayes, 0 nays.
There being 27 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevail. House File 537 is recommended for placement on the General Register. So, Representative Virgo, to your next bill. The chair will move that House File 749 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Representative Burkle, please tell us about this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. House File 749 is a bill that memorializes Robert Lobdell, a patrol inspector who lost his life in 1928 on Christmas Day. It would designate Trunk Highway 11 from Rosa to Warroad as Patrol Inspector Robert H. Lobdell Memorial Highway. Once again, no fiscal impact. The money will be raised locally.
Thank you, Representative Burko. And since there is no amendments filed for this bill, I would like to open it up for any questions or comments for committee members. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Burko, thanks again for carrying this. I'm glad to see that we are honoring these fallen members of the law enforcement community and demonstrating public support for them, and would encourage members to support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just wanted to echo what Representative Garofalo said. Having done this several years ago in my district, it really has a huge impact for the community. Wanted to thank Representative Burgle for the two bills that he's brought forward and encourage a yes vote.
Thank you, Representative Nash. Representative Burgle, any last words?
Nothing further, Madam Chair. I would like to thank everyone for their time and for their yes vote.
Okay. There being no further discussion, the chair renews her motion that House File 749 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling? Representative Liebling. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller, excused. Representative Nash.
Nash votes aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor.
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill.
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg.
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto.
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher, excused. Representative Schultz.
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott.
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin.
Aye.
Sundin, aye.
And Liebling, aye.
Liebling, aye. 27 ayes, 0 nays.
Aye, there have been 27 ayes and 0 nays. The motion prevails, and House File 749 is recommended for placement on the General Register. I want to thank you, Representative Burko, for your time today and for bringing these bills forward. So our last bill is House File 1438. Chair Liebling, this is your bill, and I understand that there's an amendment. Would you like to move your bill? Tell us about it, and then we can come back to the amendment.
All right. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I would move 1438 for placement on the General Register. And Madam Chair, if it's okay with you, I would move the A1 amendment right now. And all it does, members, is get the bill into line with the fiscal note. So it's that's all the amendment is doing. And then we can discuss the bill as I'd like to present it.
Okay. So Chair Liebling moves the A1 amendment. Are there any questions on that motion? If not, all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the A1 amendment is adopted. Please, to the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So members, as you know, we have a lot more COVID-19 vaccines flowing into the state now, a lot more opportunity to get those vaccines into the arms of Minnesotans and get the pandemic under control and hopefully over with. And what this bill does is it takes advantage of an opportunity from the federal government to raise the rate for administration of the vaccine under medical assistance. So the federal government has said that they will match the payment rate for the Medicare rate instead of the Medicaid rate. The Medicaid rate is lower. And as you know, many of these vaccines there's a lot of handling issues with them. They're not as easy to administer as just a regular flu vaccine. And a lot of the administration is being done, and more will be done, I think, by a lot of our pharmacies around the state, thus giving Minnesotans in all corners of the state opportunity to get the vaccination. Healthcare providers, we just authorized dentists to also give this vaccine. And so this takes advantage of this opportunity from the federal government. It's a net zero cost to the state because of the federal involvement. And the financing of it's a little bit on the complex side. And that's why I'd like to have the fiscal staff explain that. This is moving in the Senate as well. I have not been aware of any opposition to doing this. And we've just been there. The little bit of kind of back and forth has been just how to make the finances of it work to be able to take advantage of this opportunity and have it be net zero cost for the state budget. So, Madam Chair, maybe it would be helpful just to have Doug Berg, who's here, our fiscal staff in HHS, explain the financing.
Mr. Berg, please.
Madam Chair and members, yes, as Representative Liebling indicates, The point of the fiscal note and the amendment you just picked up was to make the bill have no net cost to the general fund. I should just clarify a little bit from what Representative Liebling said, that there's sort of two stages to this. As she mentioned, there is an expectation that the federal government is going to change the rate for the COVID vaccination to pick up 100% of the Medicare rate, which is why we're setting the new rate in statute for that at the Medicare rate. That is not actually law yet. It's part of the large COVID relief package that Congress is currently working on, but it is, we believe that it's going to become law shortly, and at that point, the feds will pay 100% of the difference in the cost here. Until then, there is a cost to the state government changing this rate that is reflected in the fiscal note. The net cost, or the total cost, is $203,000 estimated, $50,000 in fiscal 21 and $153,000 in fiscal 22. The vaccinations occurring in this assumption before December 31st of this year. So what the bill does is it refinances some general fund costs that were put out in the special sessions with the coronavirus relief funds that we received from the federal government, and then cancels that money to the general fund. So the current cost to the state is negated by that transfer. And then there is ultimately an expectation that in the next week or two, fairly soon, the feds will pass a change in their rate that will cause them to take up 100% of the costs. Other than, I will note, there was a $12,000 cost for systems at DHS that will remain on the state's coffers, but again, not cost the general fund. So if that's clear, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much for that explanation. I'm sure that's very clear to everyone.
That's why I had him explain it, Madam Chair.
Yes. So are there any questions or comments? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And if Mr. Marks is available for a quick question.
I am.
Mr. Chair, Madam Chair and Mr. Marks, if you could you just briefly remind members of the committee how the approval process for financing CRF funds works? I know there's a lot of different COVID funds, and might be helpful for members to be reminded of that.
Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair, or Madam Chair and Representative Garofalo, the typically for the Coronavirus Relief Fund, it's a federal fund, so it's the governor can propose spending, submit that to the Legislative Advisory Commission, which is the Legislative Advisory Commission is three House members, three Senate members. It's the Speaker, the Chair of the Ways and Means Committee, and the Chair of whichever Finance Committee this account would be in. And then in the Senate, it's the Majority Leader, the Senate Finance Chair, and again, the Chair of whichever Finance Committee it is. Those members can provide advice and request further information and so on, but basically the appropriation is done under a statutory appropriation authority in law. There have been some coronavirus relief funds that have been done by direct appropriation of the legislature. For example, in the summer, there was $50 million appropriated for grants to small businesses that was done that way, and there have been a few other appropriations that have been done through the legislative process.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. And Madam Chair and members, so with these dollars, we have already incurred significant general fund. And Representative Liebling, I support your bill. I'll be voting for it today, encouraging people to do so. I would just encourage people, members of the DFL majority, there's about $20 million in the CRF right now. There's going to be more. You can take action right now to move those dollars over to the general fund so you have control over them, whether it's, you know, in terms of budget forecasting, you can use it as non-tax revenue. But those expenses already exist. So I would just encourage the House majority to get those funds over into the general fund so that you can actually have control over them. Otherwise, if they're sitting in the CRF, all of us are just advisory. We don't really have a say in how those dollars are allocated. And if you look at the $1.9 trillion package that's coming, we're going to be, I mean, it's not an exaggeration to say the state of Minnesota, the government of the state of Minnesota is going to be swimming in money. I would hope that this legislature is appropriating those funds and not just allowing the governor to appropriate those. So, Representative Liebling, I'll be supporting your bill and will encourage members to do the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Is there any further questions or comments? Representative Liebling, any last words?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and just encourage members to support the bill.
Thank you. So there being no further discussion, Chair Liebling renews her motion that House File 1438, as amended, be recommended for placement on a general register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Garofalo, aye.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright?
Aye.
Albright, aye. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertaus?
Hertaus, aye.
Hertaus, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller, excused. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Neuer? Representative Neuer?
Aye.
Neuer, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher, excused. Representative Schultz?
Aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. 27 ayes and 0 nays.
So there being 27 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. House File 1438, as amended, is recommended for placement on the general register. Thank you so much, Chair Liebling. Well, members, that concludes our business for the day. And once again, I am not sure whether we will need to meet next week. So please keep an eye on your inboxes for updates. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you all. Have a great day.